Wake up, Red Raiders. It's time for Texas Tech's very own Good Morning Texas Tech. We're here with Marissa Trevino.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And Kiara Powell, who looks happy to be here today. She doesn't look sleepy at all.
I'm always ecstatic to be
here. We're going to be talking to you today about a lot of topics pertinent to Texas Tech students. In our lineup today, we have a New Year's resolutions from students across the campus, which I think are going to be exciting. We're going to have a music update from Marissa, which is great. We're going to update you on some of the new music we've put in the system. And my favorite, I cannot wait for this, the smoking ban. They are talking about banning smoking on Tech campus. So we'll be back here after news and weather to bring you more information on what's going on across campus.
A Lubbock man was arrested over the weekend after attempting to flee from police following a car accident near the Hart Hospital. According to the Avalanche Journal, 38-year-old Jerry Ybarra fled the scene of an accident on foot near Avenue U and 23rd Street. Ybarra is charged with felon in possession of a firearm, intoxicated assault, failure to stay and render aid, unauthorized use of a motor vehicle evading arrest, theft between $500 and $1,500, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Texas Representative Tom Kuratic has filed a bill that would make it illegal to text and drive in the state of Texas. According to KCBD, House Bill 63, also known as the Alex Brown Memorial Act, would instate any person found guilty of the crime would receive a ticket for reading, writing, or sending a text-based communication while behind the wheel. Back to school is always a stressful time of year and Tech's Department of Psychology thinks meditation and relaxation could hold the key for better stress management. They're doing a study on the effects of meditation and relaxation using brain imaging. They are offering $150 to students to take part in that study. For more information, contact lixin.zhu@ttu.edu. For our KTXT weather, here's Cutter Martin.
Good Monday morning. Temperatures across the South Plains this morning are currently in the mid and upper 40s. Pretty warm for this time of year. Clouds are pretty absent out of the area, a little bit off to the east off of the Caprock, where some light fog is also present. Temperatures will warm through the day, being another very warm day across the South Plains with highs in the lower 70s. Winds will also be gusty, similar to Sunday, gusting over 30 miles per hour with some isolated patches of blowing dust by this afternoon. I'm Cutter Martin with your KTXT weather. Now back to the BBC.
Welcome back to our first segment of Good Morning Texas Tech. I'm Julie Fisher, your host today, and I'm here with Marissa Trevino and Kiara Powell. You did beautifully on news, I might
Thanks.
Add. That was live, everybody.
I haven't had any coffee, and it's all right. I'm going to muscle through.
All right, so first of all, we've been in classes long enough to know what books we probably have to buy and what books we don't. And I'm looking at my bank account weeping.
Is it bad that I haven't bought any books yet?
No, I'm not going to judge you for that.
I don't even look at my bank account. I'm a little bit afraid.
I know I am. I'm looking at anyone who's had to pay Texas Tech a dime knows that you can go look at the payment breakdown. And I have mine up right now, and it is depressing. I am paying, let me see if I can find it. I'm paying $329.50 for the library, which I've only walked through twice because it was cold outside.
Those are some expensive books.
Yeah. Super expensive.
I feel like you should go to the library a little bit more.
Why?
I mean, my mom, freshman year, sat me down with all the list of like what she's paying for, and she was like, and you better use the library
because
I'm paying $300. You better go to the library every day.
Your mom has, not that I know your mom and not that I'm hating on her, but that is a terrible viewpoint. That's how Tech is able to charge you so much because there are parents out there like, yeah, go use it. I have Google. I also have a subscription to South Plains College's information website. I don't need anything from Texas Tech.
Well, and I feel like if you wanted to, you could use the public library.
That is
free.
Even though you have to deal with homeless people. But hey, I would rather do that for free.
You still deal with homeless people on Tech's campus. They're hanging around, just saying. Like, let's be really real. I don't know if you've walked through the library lately. They hang out there.
Are you sure that's not just tech students that haven't showered lately?
It's a toss-up.
It is increasingly, with all the hipsters, becoming more and more difficult to tell the difference.
Shower, hipsters. Shower.
I'm looking at some other charges here. State tuition, $450, whatever. Undergrad tuition is $815. And this might just be because this is one of my first semesters here at Tech. I'm looking at the fees for my classes. The lowest one, $57 for a class I'm taking. That's really low. No, okay. That's really low. And it kind of surprised me because I'm looking at a bill of $4,000 to $5,000, and the classes I'm taking only cost like $50.
Well, it's not the class fees. It's everything else.
It's the library fee. It's ridiculous.
Well, did you hear they're talking about raising the rec fee to like, they're like doubling it or something?
I have a gym membership. And I would like to pay my $20 and not go to the rec.
Insane.
I'm just saying.
I've never even been to the rec center. I'm so busy. I don't have time to utilize all these services. I don't know. And then, like, God forbid they charge me a business services fee because I have not been serviced. Let me tell you right now, those people have given me no help.
You have been serviced, just not in a way that's very helpful to
okay.
you.
Okay.
And they charge you every time you go see the advisor, it's like a $25
Are
fee.
Are you serious?
No, the first time I saw that last semester, I had scheduled an advising appointment, and then I was charged, like, the next day for a $25 advisor.
That
we
makes me
feel
violent.
We want to include you guys out there listening in on this little convo, so you should tweet us.
Yeah, tweet us
or Facebook us.
The Raider 881 or visit us at The Raider 881 on Facebook. It's the exact same thing. That's really easy to remember.
Okay, I didn't know the advising thing at all.
I didn't either.
$25?
$25. So she can talk to me for about 5 minutes and then shoo me out of her office.
That makes me extremely angry.
Are you feeling a little bit of rage?
Well, okay, the best advising I've gotten this semester has been from people who aren't advisors. I've been from people who graduated and were like, this is what you need to do. Talk to these people and do this. So the only advisor that's ever helped me is gone now. She left. So.
Well, she's still here. She's just not, because I know who you're talking about, and she is. She's truly the only person I've ever been like, thank you so much.
You care about
me. This hour of my life. We do.
Oh, Connie Watson. This one goes out for you, Connie. Well, reason I'm here.
I have a really nice advisor, Miranda. She's the PR advisor, and she's great. She helped me a lot, but it was still like $25 to talk to you. I should have just
I already paid my dues.
Thanks.
Well, I'm looking here at the estimated costs for attendance in 2012-2013, which I guess is the fall and spring semester. For an undergraduate student who lives here, with like personal and transportation and all that, you're looking at about $23,000. Which
what? For what?
For school. Like attending, buying gas.
I'm sorry, Lubbock, you're not really worth
$23,000. No, you're not.
For me.
I'm
sorry.
I'm sitting here looking at
I
that
love
like
you.
That's almost half of
but
what
the
my
dirt
father
in my
makes.
Teeth says, no, thank you. No, thank you.
And I don't know. Like that just seems in retrospect for what I'm getting. And I'm not dissing on Tech. I'm not dissing on my education, but
they're charging you for the tumbleweeds.
They're charging me for the dust in my eyes.
It is a beautiful view outside, and that is what you're paying for. They just want you to know. The haboob, hey, that's extra.
Visit
on
our
nice days.
Visit our Facebook page, and you can see some beautiful pictures of the Texas Tech campus as a dust storm from the Middle East blew through. Oh, my goodness. They actually, Kiera and Marissa saw me walking, and I had a scarf wrapped around my face because it was so dusty. And I was waving for them to stop, and they never stopped.
You looked like a homeless person.
Yes, you did. And you did not identify yourself. So why would I pull my car over for some crazy woman on the sidewalk?
I would have.
I'm not going to do it.
We couldn't see your face. It was covered. You literally looked like a homeless person walking, like barely moving. You weren't getting anywhere.
And
she
the
might
conversation
have had some bath salts. I don't know. I'm just.
Circle.
It was very scary.
All right. Well, I think in retrospect, what do y'all think about your fees and book costs this semester.
Boo. Boo.
And what do you expect? Everyone's going to say, I don't want to buy books.
Well, I mean, I can't be all that judgmental about the tech costs because my sisters both went to A&M and those costs are like double the tech costs.
Really?
And so my parents are like, whatever. I mean, it's not as bad as it could be.
Yeah. All right. Well, we could be paying 40 grand instead of 20 grand for a year. So let's always
live
look
somewhere
at the bright
that
side.
Wasn't Lubbock.
Oh, true. So, well, see, it's just there's so many. I feel like we could talk about this all day, but we're not. Next up, we have Music Editions with Marissa. We have some wonderful promos that I made, and then we're going to come back and talk about New Year's resolutions. So we'll see y'all here in about 2 minutes.
Good morning, Tech. This is Marissa, and I've got your music update for today. We are still looking for a music director, but we have put in new music, so don't worry. Listen in later for some oldies but goodies recently added to our library. Army of Me by Bjork, Better Days by Citizen King, Can't Get Enough of You Baby, and Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth, Let Forever Be and The Diamond Sky, both by Chemical Brothers, Smile by Vitamin C, and the popular Highway to Hell by AC/DC. And for newer songs, we've added Why Am I the One by Fun and Not So Blue by Quantic. For more music updates, you can go to our website, www.ktxtfm.org.
Annual Texas Tech Appathon is coming up February 22nd and 23rd. Hosted by the College of Media and Communication and the Whitaker College of Engineering, the first annual Texas Tech Appathon will challenge students to create the perfect app for the popular on-campus game, Humans vs. Zombies. Mark your calendars and stay tuned to find out how you can be involved.
Find yourself wondering why Guns N' Roses is in our lineup? Sick of hearing Eddie Vedder every 20 minutes but not sure how to make it stop? Apply for the music director position at KTXT and fix it yourself. We need your help to make KTXT rock. Visit ktxtfm.org for more information on how to apply and make your mark in the college radio scene.
Welcome back, Red Raiders. You're listening to Good Morning Texas Tech with Julie Fisher, Marissa Trevino, and Kiara Powell. Make sure you hit us up on Twitter at TheRaider881 and give us your opinion of the show and what you'd like to hear us talk about. All right, as you heard, we have some beautiful music in the system from Bjork.
Whatever. That's how it's spelled. B-J-O-R-K. Bjork.
You are so hip, Marissa.
I am. You know
you
what?
You're so
the English
fly.
Language is really hard sometimes, and that's how you sound it out, and I sounded it out.
Taking it back to kindergarten.
Is that, did you learn that in the library?
You know what? Maybe I did.
You should have spent more time in the library reading English. Okay, so as part of my New Year's, my New Year's resolution is to tease Marissa a little bit less. And
it's not really working.
How sweet.
You've already failed.
I've done better.
I feel like it's gotten worse.
I went to lunch with y'all the other day.
My point is, we talked to other students about New Year's resolutions and what they thought they wanted to do. Kiara Powell went out and did some wonderful interviews, and she made this package for us. DJ, let's hear that.
New Year's resolutions, we all make them with the best intentions in mind. Here is a peek at what some Lubbock locals had to say about their New Year's resolutions and whether they kept up with them or have broke them already.
My New Year's resolution is to eat better and exercise at least 3 times a week and to become a better Jesus freak and to learn all the Christian rock songs there are on the radio. it's working well, except I haven't been working out as much as I thought I would be, partially because I got a cold.
It happens.
And that's about it.
What was your New Year's resolution?
I don't do those. I'm sorry.
My New Year's resolution was to be closer to God, and He has made that a point of happening.
Yes. So it's been it's working? It's effective?
Yes. Okay. Very, very.
Good.
My New Year's resolution is to read my Bible every day.
How have you been keeping up with that? Is it good?
It's okay. Not every day, but I try.
Okay. That's all you can do.
New Year's resolution was to switch to diet soft drinks and not regular soft drinks.
Has that worked out? Are you keeping it?
Thus far, I hold a Diet Coke in my hand. Thus far, I've been able to keep it very well.
Do you like them better than regular Cokes?
Absolutely not. It tastes like poison.
Okay, I'm racing. I'm doing a race on May 4th, so my resolution is to run run as close to 8 miles every Saturday as I can.
Have you kept your resolution?
Yes.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Thank you.
What was your New Year's resolution?
To take better care of my teeth.
Have you kept up with that resolution?
I have.
How have you done better dental hygiene?
By brushing my teeth twice a day, flossing twice a day, and doing mouthwash with fluoride.
Awesome. Yes. Cool. Okay. What was your New Year's resolution?
To save more money.
How is that working out for you?
So far, it's doing great. Thank you.
Alrighty, those were... I'm just going to be straight up honest with you people. I don't know that reading my Bible every day counts as all Texas even represents a majority.
Hey, you know what? There are plenty of kids out there that are reading their Bibles every day. I'm trying to read my Bible every day, and I'm here.
What concerned me about that was all the sirens in the background. Where were you?
I was over there by the new chapel. And in the Boston area, those dorms, which have now been renamed Talkington Dorms, whatever. Yeah. So and there was one kid who I couldn't get on there because I don't know how to record things sometimes, who said his goal was to gain 15 pounds this year, and he had already gained 5. So he's well on his way.
What a champ.
Who decides that they want to gain 50 pounds?
He's
slender
man. Oh, okay. I don't know.
I understand.
Slender man.
Oh. I would love to be able to be like, my New Year's resolution is to gain 15 pounds.
My New Year's
See you
resolution
later,
is to be fat. And so far, I'm doing great.
Okay. What I liked was that Diet Coke is poison.
It tastes terrible.
It is poison. It's worse for you than regular Cokes, but...
I hate getting Diet Coke and regular
calories.
Coke mixed up.
Oh, yeah. Schmedia.
That was not smooth, guys. DG's telling us to remind you to visit us on Twitter and Facebook at TheRaider881 and give us your feedback. Let us know what your
New Year's resolutions
are. I was thinking what your media preferences are, but gets into a whole nother spiel.
And have you kept them? Because my New Year's resolution was... to give up Cokes, which I have. I still need the bubbles. So I've been buying the Cokes that aren't Cokes. They're all natural.
Cheater pants.
No added caffeine, yada yada.
See,
hate the bubbles. Like has his Coke in the other room. but they taste fine. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a big difference.
Pepsi is disgusting. Anyways.
I associate Britney Spears with Pepsi. From the Super Bowl commercials a few years back, and...
this is the most rambling segment I think I've ever heard.
Hey, you know what? I'm just trying to
Marissa, what
show
was,
you my brain.
What was your New Year's resolution?
They're cliche. Be a good person, which is working out for me. Thank you.
Were you not
I've
a good
noticed.
Person last year?
I knew there was something different.
I have always been a great person anyways. And then to like work out and eat healthier, which I have kept all of. So... And I stopped drinking Cokes, but that was a little bit before New Year's.
I have a long list of New Year's resolutions. One of them was being nicer to people, which I failed at. One of them was caring about buying. I was going to buy all my books this semester, but obviously from the last segment, you know I didn't. I was going to stop drinking Cokes. That's laughable. I was going to stop drinking as much coffee, but I think that y'all would have had an intervention because I'm unbearable without coffee.
You also said you were going to take the stairs, which also has not happened.
The elevator's right there. It's right next to my office.
And the stairs are right next to your office as well.
The
Maybe
stairs are
even
probably
closer.
A little bit closer. I'm going to be honest with you.
You have to open more doors.
It's the exercise.
A very delicate balancing process. DG, how much longer do we have?
One minute. How was your weekend, ladies? Your weekend?
My weekend was miserable.
I laid in bed and watched movies. Watched four new movies. A Little Bit of Heaven is a great movie. Y'all should watch it. I cried a little. It's on Netflix.
I don't want to cry.
Ew.
Oh, but it's like a beautiful cry. It's like, this is
I
so
watched
sweet.
Children and two by myself.
It's
and I
creepy.
I didn't watch them. I was a nanny.
Were you outside
Let's clarify.
In your car?
I was not stalking children. I was watching them at home. And I decided I would never be a single mom because I would kill my children or myself.
Oh, man, I wish we had more time. Have y'all heard about the single mom communes?
No.
We'll talk about it when we get back. All right, well, we'll be back. And next, we're going to talk about the smoking ban, which I'm so excited to talk about. So we'll see you in 2 minutes.
Thanks for tuning in to Good Morning Texas Tech. I'm Joshua Cook with your KTXT Sports Update. It took extra time on Wednesday night for the Lady Raiders to pull off a 77-73 victory in the first ever meeting with the Mountaineers of West Virginia. Christine Hyde led the Lady Raiders with 19 points, but it was the free throw shooting of Monique Smalls in overtime that sealed the deal. With the win, Tech improves to 15-4 overall and 5-2 in Big 12 play. Next up for the Lady Raiders is TCU on Sunday inside the United Spirit Arena with first tip set for noon. The Red Raider basketball team returns home tonight inside the USA, taking on the Iowa State Cyclones. Tech is looking to snap a four-game losing streak in conference play, and interim head coach Chris Walker knows they just have to keep moving forward.
I just think our guys got to keep getting better. You know, you're just young and you're inexperienced. They're going through this for the first time. The number one thing I have to do is keep my energy level up high and be positive and be real and continue to make them get better and understand that it's just one game.
First tip between the Red Raiders and Cyclones is set for 8 p.m. and the game can be seen on ESPNU. On Saturday, some old faces will return to Danlaw Field as it is the annual alumni game. One of the most notable current major leaguers returning for the game is Oakland A's pitcher Dallas Braden. Braden, on May 9th, 2010, which was Mother's Day, pitched the 19th perfect game in Major League history in a 4-0 victory against the Rays. The alumni game is set for a 1 p.m. first pitch on Saturday at Danlaw Field at Rip Griffin Park. In the NBA tonight, the 22-21 Rockets welcome the 25-18 Nuggets into Houston. First tip is set for 7 p.m., while the 33-11 Spurs welcome the 14-27 Hornets into the Alamo City. First tip for that game is set for 7:30 p.m., and the Mavericks have the night off. This has been your morning sports update on KTXT, the Raider 88.1. And to keep up to date throughout the day, be sure to check out www.theraider881.com.
I was sitting in a coffee shop just minding my own affairs when all of a sudden this policeman caught me unawares. He said, "Is your name Pedro?" I said, "Yeah, I guess so." He said, "Then come with me because you're the man we've been looking for." I said, "Hey, man, I've been praying."
Smoking cigarettes.
Hey there, Pedro.
If you didn't know what that's from, Kira.
I have no idea what that's from.
It's from Cheech and Chong.
Never heard of that.
Up in
I've
smoke.
Heard of it, but...
Oh, my goodness. I feel old.
Sorry.
You're older than me.
I'm older than you, so I don't know how you feel old.
Anyway, we came back to school and found out that SGA was bringing forth the discussion about perhaps banning smoking on Texas Tech campus. Of course, this caused a lot of controversy on campus because there are people who just absolutely abhor even the thought of cigarettes. And then there are people who would probably be mass murderers if they couldn't smoke. I know some.
I hope
yourself
not.
Included?
Maybe. That was another one of my New Year's resolutions, but I quickly discovered how hard it is to get through the day without a cigarette. And Kiara attended the SGA meeting and got some really, some are good interviews, some are just people with opinions. So we're going to go ahead
and
play
that. You know
what
opinions are like.
We're going to go ahead and play that, and then we're going to get a case-by-case explanation from Kiara. So DG, go ahead and play that.
Would you mind giving me your name and your major?
Garen Alexander Vaughn is my name, and my major is international business.
Are you for smoking, against smoking on campus?
I personally feel like the rules should stay as they are. Well, personally, I feel like we should further enforce the rules we already have before we even consider changing the rules in any shape, form, or fashion.
My name is Shelby Dickerson, and my major is marketing. I personally would like to see Tech completely tobacco-free, but I am for compromise, so even seeing the hot spots around Tech, that would still be better than what we have now. But I would want to be tobacco-free. I can mostly say that none of the freshmen, incoming freshmen, read anything from that handbook that said you're supposed to stay 20 feet away. That's why most people don't know that. If people read the student handbook that you get very beginning of the year, where those rules are said, then people would know. But no one read that, so they don't know.
Right, Al Alawi. I'm one of the pulmonologists at Texas Tech Health Science Center. I thought it was a very good discussion, a good debate, views from both sides. Views from people who want to continue being able to smoke, views from people who think they're affected by smoke and what potentially can be done. It was, as a first meeting, I thought it was a very productive meeting, a very good meeting.
What would be your recommendation for the students of Texas Tech on tobacco-free or smoke-free campus?
That would be something for the students to decide. They are well aware of the harmful effects of smoking, and there are still people who do choose to smoke, and it's up to Texas Tech student body to come up with solutions where they can still give people who want to continue smoke their freedom if they want to do that, knowing that they understand the health risks and others not to be exposed to it. At the same time, I think the biggest take from this is people are using it as a coping mechanism, and there's a lot better and more productive, I think, coping mechanisms out there that need to be explored.
All right, so Marissa, what do you think, first of all?
I think, personally, that I don't like smoking on campus. When I'm at my, slow sprint from Holden to Media Communications, every time I'm, breathing in their air, and I'm like, I'm just trying to get there, and it's forever, because it does take more than 10 minutes to get
from Holden.
Do you
know why smokers smoke? So they don't have to breathe in everyone else's air.
Yes, well.
Really?
My air will not kill you. And your air will kill me.
Well, that's up for debate. Kiara, tell us a little bit about what it was like at the meeting.
I feared for my life. I thought Armageddon was coming. There was one boy in particular who he was arguing with a specialist. He was arguing with every student there. I thought he might have some kind of a weapon the way he was speaking.
He does. It's his cigarettes.
Yeah,
obviously.
So, anyway, so he started arguing with this girl who had asthma, and she stood up and said, "You know, I really am affected by this. I have to, you know, have my inhaler, and da da da. If I were to have a severe asthma attack, you know, this would be really bad." And he said he kept talking about how inconvenient it would be for him if they moved smoking off of campus. And she got back up and said, "Well, you know, how inconvenient would it be for me if I was walking across campus and I had to walk through a group of smokers and I fell down and had an asthma attack and had to go to the hospital and missed a week of classes? How inconvenient would that be for me?" And then he turned around and said, "Well, it sounds like a personal problem to me. You should have your inhaler with you." So I'm just saying, I had to control the laughter, because I know that's really inappropriate.
Well, that's ridiculous. And it's people like him that will ruin it for the rest of us, because that is crazy. Saying, you know, "Oh no, I don't freaking care if you have a health defect. I'm going to breathe in your face. I'm getting all the smoke and I'm putting it in your lungs." No, that doesn't make sense. And I think the first guy? Yeah. Made a great point. And even that girl kind of disproved her own argument. They're not enforcing the smoking regulations that are in place right now.
True. Because you're not even supposed to smoke into, I think it's 20 feet into a walkway of a building.
Which makes sense to me.
But did anyone know that? On the sidewalk, not just the door entrance.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
And I looked at, I asked around when I moved on campus, where am I allowed to smoke? And that's what I was told, to stay 20 feet away from a door. And I've never... And I'm going to be honest with you. I've smoked closer. Oh, boy. I've smoked closer. But really, I've never had anybody come up to me and tell me any different. And right now, you are not legislating against the people who are smoking. You're legislating to make up for a lack of enforcement on current rules, which is stupid. I mean, we can all look at that and say, this is a stupid way to govern anything. And it kind of bothers me. Well, I guess SGA probably brought it up to maybe address that point. And maybe even...
It's just, they're just discussing it. That's what the boy kept getting so heated about it. But it was just to see what Texas Tech students had to say about it. And the options and solutions that they had were hot spots, no smoking at all. And there are buildings on campus right now that are smoke-free and tobacco-free. There, I think there are five, a total of five, already on campus that people don't even really know about. So it's just a talk. It's to see, to pick your brain. What do you want? What do you not want?
If you want to join in on this conversation, tweet us at TheRaider881. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this, too. But I think they just made those five buildings smoke-free. Isn't it some sort of, like, grant thing?
Yes. Probably, yeah. All right, well, thanks for listening to us today. Sorry we didn't have more time, but listen next Wednesday, and we'll be back here on The Raider 8.1. I just completely screwed that up. All right, we'll talk to you all later. Have a good day.